Thank you, Patty Cadis. Kids Church, you can be dismissed. If you're visiting and you have children, 4 to 11, they're welcome to join the kids downstairs. There's adult staff. Pat Kiefer is reading our scripture today. I believe it's Pat, right? Yeah. 2 Timothy chapter 4. It's a very powerful passage. I trust that you'll listen to it carefully. We're going to be talking about seductive whispers, or also known as itching ears. Pat?
Good morning. I hadn't read this till I got here this morning, I'll admit, but it's so right on where we need to be. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering. And the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Whew, that gets everybody here, folks.
Amen.
Everybody here.
Amen. Thanks, Pat. Thank you, Pat. We want to talk about itching ears. That's the words that are used in the NIV translation. It really means seductive whispers. I want to start with an illustration, a true life illustration. Several years ago, Larry King interviewed a leading so-called TV evangelist. I don't watch Larry King, but I wanted to make sure that I heard what Larry King had to say and the questions that he asked about this leading TV personality. As if you know, Larry King is Jewish. King asked several key theological doctrinal questions. He asked about the issues of abortion and same-sex marriages. The TV evangelist's answer was, "I don't want to go there. Those people are just not making God's best choices." The issue of referring to people as sinners, the answer, "I do not call people sinners. People know how bad they really are." The issue of Jesus being the only way to God, the answer, "I can't judge anyone's heart. And when I visited India, I believe those people really love God." Thousands and thousands flock to his church, and millions of dollars are sent from TV viewers. I call this itching ears preaching, and it will attract many people who will seek out teachers who will say what their itching ears want to hear. Itching ears here does not mean like something buzzing around your ear like a gnat or a mosquito that's kind of annoying and you want to get rid of it. Actually, itching ears means something more seductive, sweet sounding. It's just your ears, you want that. You want this seductive whisper to come into your ears. Our subject today is itching ears, but basically I want to focus on how are we to respond and guard ourselves from this real and present danger. In case you're not sure that it's a danger, listen to Paul's words again as he writes to this young pastor, Timothy. Verse 3 says, "The time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires," Paul says, "the time will come. And I tell you, the time has come. Men will not put up with sound doctrine," which is the major danger. "And they will gather around them to suit their own desires, to hear what they want to hear that will soothe and will touch those itching ears. It will come like seductive whispers in the form of a religion and a church that becomes a place to manipulate God, to manipulate Jesus Christ, and to manipulate truth of what the Bible really says in order to satisfy their desires. And certainly today in our modern culture, we in the evangelical church, we've had to deal with the health and wealth TV nuts. We've had to deal with the name it and claim it people. And today we've had to deal with this all roads lead to God and all roads lead to Jesus, and Jesus is not the only road. Seductive tickling, if you please. It's like a prostitute coming and whispering in the guy's ear, and it sounds so good that he says, "Yeah, that's what I want. That, please tell me that." Or the guy whispering in the ears of the prostitute that she's beautiful and she's perfect and she's just what he needs. Today we have the self-help gurus who cater to people's whims and fancies, and they will not address sin. What I want to do this morning is to provide us with a biblical response and a way to guard us and ourselves from this real danger. 2 Timothy 4, specifically verses 3, 4, and 5, teaches us four personal responsibilities for guarding ourselves from this danger of itching ears and seductive whispers. Four personal responsibilities. These four responsibilities focus on four words that I take from this passage in 2 Timothy 4, and the words are keep, endure, do, and discharge. And I will elaborate on those in a moment. So I want us to study them. And my pastor's heart cries out for you, cries out for our church, cries out for the Universal Church of Jesus Christ. Do not give in to those seductive whispers. Do not give in to become someone that has itching ears. And he will listen and gather around you teachers to share simply what might satisfy you, whether it's your beliefs on health or wealth, money, fame, etc., etc. Our fourfold responsibility for responding to these teachers. Responsibility number one, keep your head in all situations. You say, "Well, wait a minute, Pastor, you've got to be a little more spiritual than that." Well, blame it on Paul. That's what he says. Keep your head in all situations. The verb keep here challenges us that it is our responsibility. I am not responsible for you. Now, certainly, as a pastor, I can get up and preach and teach as I'm doing this morning and try to warn you, try to motivate you. But I am not responsible for you, and you are not responsible for me. If you are supporting these itching ears teachers, these ones that come with seductive whispers, if you support them with your time and your money and your beliefs, it is your fault and it's your responsibility to stop. It's your responsibility. And Paul says, keep your head. Keep your head. That involves what you believe. That involves your doctrine. The emphasis here, and I need to underscore this because I don't want you to miss it. The emphasis here is not on giving into the emotion of the crisis or a given situation of so-called need in your life. You don't give in to some crisis that you're going through or some particular emotion, and you gather around you people that will say these seductive whispers or this seminar, this book, or whatever it might be, and you say, wow, that's what I need to hear. That's what I need to hear. And it's not God's word at all. Do you ever read the obituaries in the paper? I read the obituaries. Now you say, man, he is weird. Now, I don't read them all word for word. I certainly go down through them because I read names, and I want to see if your name's there and I missed you. Or somebody that I might have met, you know. But I also like to read sometimes what people say about people. Now, I know I'm going to get somebody mad today. I know it. But I'll risk it. Yeah, just today. Have you ever been in a funeral home and you stand there and you're around the casket and there's somebody and there's people talking and somebody comes up to you and they say about him or her, well, they're in a better place. I can't stand that phrase. I go, oh, how do you know they're in a better place? They might be in a bad place. Especially if you knew what kind of life they lived. And I'm going to tell you straight out, and I'm going to use your mother, and I know some of you, your mothers are not living, and I don't mean to be rough or insensitive in any way. I'll just use mothers. But if you came to me and you said, my mother died, and I want you to have the funeral, and I want you to tell everybody that she is in heaven, and I'm going, I know that lady. No way. I'm going to have to tell you right up front, sorry, I can't do that. I won't lie. I'm not going to stand there and lie and put a little whisper in your ear that sounds good for the moment. I won't do it. And, well, they're in a better place. These itching ears teachers and their followers cater to what their listeners think they really need in a given moment. Really, all it's about is putting Band-Aids on cancer when someone needs surgery. I share this. People come to my office and they talk to me and they've got issues, be it drug issues, marital issues, and they got financial issues. And I 99% of the time tell them right up front, I say, I will not put Band-Aids on cancer. That's the health and wealth. There's no sin. Forget that we're sinners, you know. The idea that Paul is communicating here is to be alert to every teacher, and then especially in the context of our personal emotions and the crisis situation that we might be facing, and we so desperately want someone to put those whispers in our ear that have nothing to do with the truth of God's word. We must not ever allow those situations to control what we want to hear and to be taught and what we want to believe. The seductive whispers, they will bring no good. So keep your head in all situations. This involves what you believe, your doctrine, your theology. Second responsibility is to endure hardship. You say, what in the world does this have to do with itching ears? Well, tremendous amount. Remember this phrase, endure hardships, that I'm using from the NIV translation. It is given in the context of warning against itching ears or seductive whispering teachers. Endure hardship is first a challenge again to our doctrine. It's a challenge to our belief system, our worldview. And it's very simply this: Christians will suffer and have hardship. They will. You will. See, there is no coming to Jesus and everything is going to be great with no problems and no pain and no hurt. The minute we profess to do that, and well, I've witnessed to Joe today, or I've witnessed to Mary, and they've got all kind of problems, and I told them, if you just come to Jesus, everything's going to be fine. You did not tell them the gospel. You did not tell them the truth. They might come to Jesus and things get worse. I know that's happened many, many times. Endure hardships. Again, it's one of those things that I get angry over. You say, man, he must get angry over a lot of things. Well, I get angry over untruth. I get angry when I watch a few of those teachers and they promise health and wealth because they know their followers want to hear that. And you know what I say? I say, take that dude that's drawing these thousands and millions of followers, money, and I say, let's take him and sit him right down in the middle of Sudan, in the middle of northern Nigeria, where he's got babies dying and you name it, people being slaughtered, beheaded, etc. And I want him to get up and say, come to Jesus and everything's fine. Did you ever watch that TV commercial? I won't name the insurance company. And it's either a couple of people in a jam, and they get the agent that comes with them, and the agent just says, and he says the name, and take me to whatever, and they remove from the situation. I think some people think Jesus is like that. You know, like this magic genie. Just rub the bottle and he pops out and everything's going to be fine. The warning here is against those that will come and tickle your ears with these sweet, seductive sounds that you might want to hear in the given crisis of a moment. Paul says, be careful of them. Don't go there. And the way you don't go there and the way you deal with that is to have your doctrine and have your theology and your belief system firmly planted in that we will hurt. We will suffer. We will see loved ones die, and we can get cancer, and we may be beheaded. So your response to those who would try to lure us into their clutches is no, no. I will endure because Jesus suffered for me, and I do not have to have a life filled with no problems and no pain and no persecution and no hurt. So you, as a follower of Jesus, you need to read all you can about the persecuted church. You need to read how there have been Christians over the years that have suffered. This year at the Christian and Missionary Alliance Council in Long Beach, California, Lord willing, my wife Connie and I will be there. On Saturday morning, the special speaker is Johnny Erickson Tada. And I'm anxious to hear Johnny speak. Can you imagine somebody telling her, just come to Jesus and everything's going to be fine? In a very generic, just name it, claim it, and everything's going to be wonderful. If you've read her story, you know she's long past that. She went to the faith healers and she was not healed. Lay down some of those sweet-sounding novels that you've been feeding on and read about the persecuted church, the suffering body of Christ. Don't waste your time and money on those itching ear teachers with their TV programs and their conferences and their tapes and their DVDs and their books. Don't listen to their seductive whispers. Please guard yourself. And my prayer is not a penny from Edinburgh Road Chapel will go to support them. And of course, today with the onslaught of social media, so much is being presented. It is just so sweet sounding and has no basis in biblical truth. Third responsibility. You say, well, that's enough, Pastor. That's all I need. Well, Paul doesn't stop there. And again, he's telling Timothy, this young pastor, who will teach his congregation and his flock. Third responsibility, do the work of an evangelist. Do the work of an evangelist. Do the work. This is where we really get to the real battle of responding to and guarding ourselves from itching ears teachers. Work involves time and energy. Work involves time and energy. Listen to me carefully. I say this as lovingly as I can. Christians who are most at risk to the dangers of these seductive whispers, these itching ears teachers, the Christians most at risk are those who are lazy, complacent, and self-centered as Christians. It's all about their life. It's all about their Christianity and them. These kind of Christians love to attend their seminars, spend big bucks on being entertained and pacified spiritually. And they run to concerts, but no time for serious Bible study. They like to sit and soak. They listen and they take notes and they stuff themselves with those teachings. And they have no time or no energy for work, the work that the Lord has mandated us to do. Now, for my benefit, that would have been a wonderful place for a big amen. But too late, too late. But we have to call it like it is. What is Jesus' mandate? The same mandate that Paul is giving to Timothy. Go and make disciples. Do the work of an evangelist. And I emphasize the need for doing the work. Because have we become sitters and soakers and not doing his work? We just like to be entertained. And we listen to stuff that just tickles us. And it's these sweet, seductive whispers that come and say, ooh, man, I feel good. You know, I got these goosebump feelings. And that's what it's all about. See, we, every Christian is mandated to do the work of an evangelist. You say, not me. Yeah, you. The work of an evangelist is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. The work of an evangelist is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are all sinners. All of us need Jesus and His saving grace. Amen? Amen. We need that. We need Jesus Christ's substitutionary death on the cross for us. He shed His blood in place of for us. And we must believe and teach that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. And apart from eternal life, through Him, man is eternally separated from God in a place, in a situation, an experience that we call hell. We need to trust Him. Itching ears, teachers, like the one interviewed on Larry King, will try to avoid those issues because Satan will lie and Satan will deceive by keeping people comfortable in their religion apart from Jesus and a God that loved them, but a God that is also a just, holy God. And for us in dealing with that kind of seductive teaching, this means we have to get serious and intentional and very active about evangelism and outreach to the unchurched, very serious, intentional, and active. And if you are not active and serious about evangelism, then you are disobedient and you are in danger of being seduced by those sweet whispers. See, that is always a real and present danger for every Christian and for every church of every generation. It is easy, and I understand, and I don't want you to think that I stand here in judgment. I'm just as capable of this as you. It's always easy to sit and soak in our comfort zones of our family and our job and our hobbies and our recreation and even church for an hour or two on Sunday. It's easy to say, wow, that's so nice. You call that hot tub Christianity. But doing the work of an evangelist moves us out of those comfort zones of life and puts us on God's cutting edge, where it is, whoa, I need you, Jesus, right now to deal with this situation. I can't deal it on my own. I'm coming against Satan. I'm coming against somebody that needs to hear the truth. And I'm on that cutting edge and I need your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's an exciting way to live. And this becomes a major weapon against itching ears teachers, because it moves us from our being dictated by our own worlds, our own little hot tubs, our religious mentality, where it's church for me and forget everybody else. And so I tell you this morning, get out of the hot tub if you find yourself in a hot tub. Because you know what happens in hot tubs? I don't like hot tubs. You sit in that hot tub long enough, two things happen. Number one, you turn into a prune. And we got a lot of prune Christians. And you get so relaxed, don't you? You don't even want to move. No, I like Connie to get in a hot tub because she gets real relaxed. And that's wonderful. And she's like, putty in my hands, you know. But I'm making a point. I'm making a very important point. I know it's funny and that kind of thing, but if we sit and soak in that hot tub of Christianity, it's all about me, and we don't want to get on a cutting edge of what God's doing, and we got these seductive whispers and these itching ears teachers out there, we're going to sit there and we'll be kind of a prune. We get all like shriveled up and, you know, you've seen your fingers. It's just, and then we get so relaxed and we become putty in their hands. Who will listen to whatever they want to say. One more responsibility. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. Discharge means to fulfill or to complete as one completed his military duty and was discharged. I have my discharge papers from when I was discharged from the United States Navy because I fulfilled all my responsibilities. 4 years active, 2 years inactive service in the United States Navy. And I have the discharge papers. You could also look at discharge from another way. You take a gun and you pull the trigger and there's a bullet discharged. Because you discharged that bullet for a purpose to accomplish something. The King James uses the concept here, make full proof. The Greek uses the word fulfill. Every Christian has ministries to fulfill and to complete, and purposes to accomplish because they have been discharged by God. Every Christian has been given supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit for ministry in the church. That's Ephesians 4, 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 14. Now keep in mind that this discharge responsibility is in the context of dealing with seductive whispers, itching ears. It is our responsibility to guard ourselves from those types of teachers. And one of the ways to do that is to make sure that we're involved in the ministry that God has called us to do by the gifts that He has given us and enabled us within the body of Christ. Someone has said that the greatest spectator sport in the world takes place not on Super Bowl Sunday or not at some big soccer match in South America, but every Sunday morning in the average church in America. Itching ears people have no time for using their gifts in active ministry. They are too busy being fed, blessed, or entertained. Because it's all about me. I need to hear what I want to hear. So are you discharging or fulfilling your ministry through the gifts that God has given you through the Holy Spirit? If not, then you become a candidate for the seductive whispers. Guard yourself by fulfilling your ministry, discharging your ministry, get on board with God's agenda of serving Him. Don't just step out of the hot tub. You got to do that, the comfort zone, but do what He's called you to do. And whatever He calls you to do, He will equip you with the gifts that you need to have to do it. Four personal responsibilities for guarding ourselves against itching ears and seductive whispers. Let me repeat them. Keep your head in every situation. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist and discharge all the duties of your ministry. Are you being proactive with these responsibilities? Seductive whispers. They are real. It is a serious danger. How are you responding? Let's stand and pray. Take a moment just to listen to what the Holy Spirit wants to say to you in the quietness of your own heart and mind. Jesus will come and speak to you. Lord Jesus, thank you for your presence and your assistance today. The presence of your Holy Spirit. As we leave this room, we want to be guarded against the seductive teachers. I pray that we will breathe in your presence. As we have sung that song, you are the air we breathe, your presence. And we praise the name of Jesus. Dismiss us now for your glory. Amen.